With just over 2 months to go until the tax deadline, there's a lot of taxpayers out there that are looking to those itemized deductions. Today, we're specifically focusing on charitable giving as part of our Taxes Made Simple series presented by Tax Act. Let's bring in Joanna Fenton. She's Friedman LLP tax partner in charge of East Hanover, New Jersey office. Joanna, it's good to talk to you today. You know, a lot of people are just kind of gathering their paperwork right around now, trying to think, okay, what's the first step I need to take as I look to April? What do you say?
Yeah, well, I always say, and I share this with all clients, that it's time. It's never too early to start this discussion, and acting in a good partnership with your advisor is just so important.
Tell us about what that engagement looks like. I mean, what type of communication should you be having right now with your tax advisor? I mean, obviously getting started early is always kind of a good approach to this, but what should you be talking about in the early stages here in terms of making sure that your house is in order for filing season?
Sure. Well, it's a partnership, right? And the idea of building that return quarter by quarter is ideal. If that didn't happen last year, now there's a little catching up to do. And with that, some thoughts on the most valuable sides of things, right? Income is closed down. You know what gross income looks like. Now we need to understand what deductions are available for us. And so that's kind of segues into what's left on the table. There's not that much from an itemized deduction standpoint, as the state and local tax deduction has been capped out. But there are a few things. And one of the biggest items really comes in by way of charitable contributions. And charitable contributions come in two forms, right? Cash that has been contributed, and non-cash items as well. So having the contemporaneous documentation in place, sharing that with your advisor is just so important.
Yeah, when we think back to the beginning of the pandemic and that first round of COVID aid, we saw an expansion in eligibility for charitable donations. And there's a push right now in Congress to expand that further. But how should taxpayers be thinking about the rule change on that front? Because we're not talking about, you know, we've seen a shift in those rules between what played out in 2020 and last year.
Right. So I think where you're going with this, and it's right on, is that folks that are not itemizing still have an opportunity to gain or to take advantage of a charitable contribution. So that those limits are in place, and they really never were before if you weren't itemizing. Then if you move to the itemized taxpayer, that taxpayer really has had the opportunity last year to go as high as, in certain cases, 100% of AGI. So that was a major offering. In 2022, the numbers are coming back down a bit, and there's some opportunity to think about where gross income is coming, right? So we've got 2021, it's already closed down. And if charitable giving wasn't something you thought of then, as increases to gross income occur in your 2022 tax picture comes together, perhaps considering charitable contributions and considering them in a more thoughtful way, meaning utilizing highly appreciated securities that you have, you otherwise receive long-term capital gain treatment on, thinking about those items as a way to give to charitable organizations. So that's a non-cash contribution, and it's a twofer. You're getting the benefit of not having to realize the long-term capital gain, and you're getting the benefit of the charitable deduction. So it's something that, when used properly, can really have an amazing impact on your bottom line if you're charitably inclined.
And Joanna, lastly here, pretty simple question, but what are the deadlines in the timeline that we're looking at here? Because, you know, during the pandemic, there was some movement in terms of when the actual filing deadline was. What are we looking at for the 2021 filings this year?
Brent, I'm really glad that you brought that up. So right now we're in kind of a clunky window. Coming up in the next week and a half, we're looking at a deadline for Q3 and Q4 of 2021 tax payments. So there was IDA relief in some states. And so some taxpayers are only getting around to making their tax payments right now. As we go into 2022 tax filing season, we've got a couple of states already that have extended our tax season deadline into the summer. So IRS continues to be very much behind. And it will, it's yet to see what they're going to do with our extension deadlines. But right now, the deadline is April 18th. It is not April 15th. There are some holidays that are coming in between that have already created a bit of an extension. And it really makes a lot of sense for taxpayers to get things in order as various holidays bump up against that April 18th, as we know it right now, deadline.
Yeah, and that's going to come up quick. Joanna Fallon Freeman, LLP tax partner in charge of the East Hanover, New Jersey office. Thanks for stopping by this afternoon.